Socceroos head coach Bert van Marwijk announced his 26-player squad yesterday, and six players have been cut from the initial 32 preliminary squad. They include Alex Gersbach, Apostolos Giannou, Mitch Langerak, Jamie McLaren, Alexander Shuzhnar, and Bailey Wright. Yesterday at FNR's outside broadcast, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, from Lakeside Stadium at the PFA's Football History Conference, I spoke to former Socceroos assistant coach Scott Miller about Jamie McLaren, and he offered a perspective that not many journalists have raised, and it's simple. McLaren doesn't fit in with the style and formation Bert van Marwijk is going to take.
Ultimately, being the head coach, you're employed to make these tough decisions. However, any decision based upon personnel as a coach is always based upon your system and structure and what you want to play. And you look at the identity or system that he's possibly going to look to play, especially in those first two friendlies. That system doesn't necessarily support a Jamie McLaren style.
Okay.
His penetration is going to come from wide areas as opposed to a 9 or a 10 centrally.
Yep.
And he wants his 9-10 to be that reliable platform playing in that 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3, depending on how you look at it. So I think the decision is based upon system and style and how he wants to find the balance of the team. I admire Jamie. I tried to manipulate his mindset before he joined Brisbane when I first took over at Newcastle, because I could see his development, and so could a lot of people apparently, because he was very difficult to sign at the time. He must be disappointed, there's no doubt, but he must recognise that he has made a significant step in his career, and Jamie McLaren's career won't be defined if he attends this World Cup or not. He's still a young player. He's playing at a football club now at a higher level than he ever has. He had a difficult year. Everyone's almost forgotten about his move to Germany, and he found it very difficult. The manager was sacked very soon after he arrived, which meant he had to move on. So what's he learnt about himself, right? So it's resilience. He's learnt a massive amount of resilience in the first 12 months of his European career, and this is another setback, but it'll be up to him how he defines the setback. And certainly from the reports suggesting he knew he wasn't going to the World Cup before, he certainly didn't look back. And he took action and utilised that as motivation and scored fantastic three goals. Good question. The why is the most significant, right? And it's all very well for media personalities, etc., to have an opinion upon why someone should go to the World Cup. However, does that person recognise the philosophy or the principles in which that manager wants to play? Does he identify the balance within the team, technically, physically, mentally?
Yep.
And that's one thing you have to take in consideration, mentally as well. Azani adds a different identity to the team, and with that, a technical quality and threat that Jamie wouldn't be able to contribute to. It's an interesting one. Playing against a team, you do identify these key players very early as ones that can influence the game, and Australia haven't had many of them recently. And I'm just really grateful that a manager with such a short-term contract has had the mindset to aspire numerous young Australian footballers, to provide someone like that an opportunity.